Joe Gangwish back with you here on Ag Economic Insights. Brent Gloy is with us once again, a co-author of the blog AgEconomist.com and co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. Brent, this week, kind of a follow-up to last week, we're going to talk about repayment capacity declines. And we talked about U.S. farm debt increasing on last week's program. Increases have occurred while farm profitability continues to fall. Talk about this week. We're going to look at how these two trends have impacted various measures of repayment capacity and liquidity. Explain that for us.
Yeah, so last week we kind of documented how much debt levels had increased in agriculture in the last few years. And so we wanted to take a look and see, you know, how that stacks up with repayment capacity or the ability to repay those debts. And as we all know, returns in the farm sector have been drifting lower now for about 4 years. So one of the first things we looked at is just kind of the level of return to farm operators. And we're now in real terms at a level, you know, we haven't seen since 2002. And beyond that, you have to go all the way back to the 80s to see levels like we're experiencing today. So incomes are down significantly.
Let's talk about repayment capacity declining.
Yeah, so one of the things when you put those two together, more debt and less income, what you're going to see is that repayment capacity has fallen quite a bit. And we looked at two different measures, and these again are at the sector level, but one of them is the times interest earned ratio, and that basically tells you, you know, how many times net income covers interest expenses. And so obviously if you get to one, you've got real problems, but usually before you get there, you've had real tough times. So if you look at the times interest earned ratio, today it's about four times. So in other words, you have net income to pay off interest about four times over, which is adequate, but by no means flush. For instance, just back in 2013, that number was nearly 10 times. So we're grinding lower there. And then the other one that we looked at was the debt service ratio. And that one looks at both principal and interest payments, and it compares that to the value of farm production. Just think of how much kind of gross revenue the farm generates. That number today is about 28%. So in other words, debt service is accounting for about 28% of the value of farm production, which is quite high. Again, you won't see a number like that until you go all the way back to the 80s. I think there are some pretty serious warning signs on the repayment capacity side.
How about working capital?
Yeah, the other thing we look at is liquidity, and working capital is just your current assets minus current liabilities. And at the sector level, the decline in working capital is substantial. In the whole sector today, there's only about $47 billion worth of working capital. That's across all U.S. agriculture. To put that in perspective, it was about four times that in 2012. So we've seen some serious drawdowns in working capital. And then we also looked at kind of repayment capacity for different sizes of farms. And what we found is that, you know, basically, you know, farms in that $250 to $1 million size categories, when you look at the national statistics, have seen a pretty drastic reduction in their ability to service their debt. So they're getting to the point where debt service is getting more significant, probably more challenging.
We'll wrap it up for us. What do we need to know about debt here moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, it's hard, honestly. I really am not a negative kind of person most of the time, but it's hard to kind of put a real positive spin on some of the trends that we're seeing in that data. It's just been a pretty dramatic reduction in kind of the financial condition of the sector. Now, the sector is made up of all kinds of different farms. Some are in great position and some not so great. But I think right now is the time to really focus on getting that, get your financial house in order, and getting conditions in a good spot, because the trends are clearly showing that there's probably some challenges out there.
Well, that's Brent Gloy with AgEconomist.com. You can go to the blog if you'd like some more information with the charts as well. To hear this program as a podcast, just go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. Here on Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.